The devotional for today was written by the Reverend Dr. Rick Wilhite. Reading Psalm 42, I'm reminded of a chilly October morning 24 years ago. I was on retreat near the end of a year that seemed marked by a series of relational and professional failures. I'd made mistakes. There had been two in that year, an uncanny number of deaths, one after another among people I knew. So much seemed to be ending. Trying to imagine the future was peering into midnight fog. I was hollowed out, empty, awakening from a broken sleep. I left my bed at sunrise and went for a solitary walk. I walked up a country road and through a gate into a fallow field, filled with end-of-season goldenrod. I lay down and closed my eyes, exhausted at 8:15 a.m. A single goldenrod stem arched over the withered grasses where I lay. When I opened my eyes, I noticed a drowsy bumblebee slowly beginning to stir in the warming light of the rising sun. Minutes passed as I watched the bee while near and far around me. Crickets began to sing. The lives of these, their whole world, would end quite soon with the coming freeze and snows of winter. The bumblebee began to probe for nectar as the crickets sang, out of a knowing deeper than thought, beyond vision or words or imagination. I remembered in those moments, perhaps for the first time, that my heart too knew something, had always known, in the space between beats, what the crickets knew. It sustains me still. Selah. Let us pray. Dear God, whose grace unfolds in every moment, open our hearts to your loving presence ever before us in this moment too. May it be so. Amen.